From NPR News in Washington, I'm Paul Brown. President Obama has won the 2009 Nobel Peace Prize. The Norwegian Nobel Committee says Mr. Obama has given hope to millions of people and worked to strengthen international diplomacy and cooperation. The committee's chairman, Thorbjørn Jagland, said in Oslo today that the president's work embodies the Nobel Committee's goals.
For 108 years, the Norwegian Nobel Committee has sought to stimulate precisely the international policy and those attitudes for which Obama is now the world's leading spokesman.
Jagland also noted President Obama's vision of a world without nuclear weapons. Mr. Obama is the third sitting U.S. president to win the Nobel Peace Prize. The president has another meeting today with top aides to discuss U.S. strategy in Afghanistan. One official tells the Associated Press the president is prepared to accept some involvement of the Taliban in Afghanistan's political affairs, but not a return to power. A grand jury in Denver has formally indicted the father of a shuttle bus driver who is at the center of an international terrorism investigation. NPR's Dina Temple-Raston reports.
The federal grand jury in Denver indicted 53-year-old Mohammed Zazi for allegedly lying to federal agents about whether he tipped off his son that he might be under surveillance. His son is Najibullah Zazi, a key suspect in an investigation into an alleged plot to bomb transportation targets in New York City. Prosecutors say the elder Zazi told the FBI he hadn't phoned his son about the possibility of his being under scrutiny by law enforcement. The FBI says it has a wiretap proving that he did. Prosecutors have indicted the younger Zazi for conspiring to use weapons of mass destruction against U.S. targets. He's pleaded not guilty. Dina Temple-Raston, NPR News, New York.
Gays and lesbians who are physically attacked due to their sexual orientation would be covered by expanded hate crimes legislation that the House of Representatives has now passed. The measure was attached to the final version of a defense bill authorizing funds for the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan. Here's more from NPR's David Wellner.
The legislation has moved quickly under the bigger Democratic majorities in Congress. Republicans who managed to block that legislation throughout the recent Bush administration faced a difficult choice when the war funding bill it was attached to came up for a final vote in the House. Indiana's Dan Burton accused the Democrats who included the hate crimes measure of forcing him and his fellow Republicans to vote against the defense bill.
Why are we doing social engineering on the backs of our troops?
By a 3-to-1 margin, Republicans voted against the defense bill, as did 15 Democrats. Still, it easily passed the House and is expected to do likewise in the Senate. David Wellner, NPR News, the Capitol.
This is NPR News. At least 49 people died today in Pakistan when a powerful car bomb tore through a crowded market area in the northwestern city of Peshawar. Many more people were injured. Peshawar has become a frequent site of attacks, and today's bombing is one of the most deadly in 6 months. There's been no claim of responsibility so far. Egypt's leading Islamic cleric says that women will not be allowed to wear face coverings at one of the region's premier Sunni Islamic schools, Al-Azhar University. The ban has ignited controversy in religious and civil rights circles. NPR's Peter Kenyon has this report from Cairo.
Sheikh Syed Tantawi, the head of Al-Azhar, has already said the niqab, a veil covering the full face, has nothing to do with Islam. Now he's banning niqab wearers from Al-Azhar's classrooms and dorms. Students wearing the niqab protested this week outside the gates of Cairo University after they were barred from entering there because of their face coverings. Muslim Brotherhood members have condemned the bans. Islamic scholars generally consider the niqab not a requirement, but a tradition traced back to tribal customs. Use of the niqab has been growing in Egypt, although the simple headscarf is much more prominent. Full coverings are common in more conservative states such as Saudi Arabia. Sheikh Tantawi says he's trying to spread what he calls the correct understanding of Islam among women. Peter Kenyon, NPR News, Cairo.
Tons of equipment and supplies from the U.S. are arriving in Indonesia as it recovers from last week's earthquake. U.S. Navy ships and helicopters are making deliveries. Helicopters flew to the city of Padang, which has been hardest hit, there to evacuate injured people from nearby villages that have been isolated by landslides. I'm Paul Brown, NPR News, Washington.